Now to some lighter news out of Moscow. It's snowy. I know that might not sound like news, but I'm talking about record-breaking levels of snow. Sergei Goryashko is in Moscow with our partners at the BBC.
The city looks like a huge pile of snow right now. There are a lot of traffic jams on the road, and last the emergency services urged drivers to use public transport. More than a month's worth of snow fell in Moscow within just 36 hours at the weekend. And this is the biggest snowfall at the Russian capital since meteorological records began. So Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin has already called the event like the snowfall of the century. Over 2,000 trees collapsed under the weight of snow. Even one person is dead. But now the emergency services are working to clean the streets up. And, the city is trying to deal with this huge amount of snow.
I mean, a few weeks ago, we were talking about virtually zero snow in Moscow, as abnormal as this very large amount of snow seems to be. But just check me on that. What is more abnormal in Moscow? Tons of snow or no snow? And is this difference kind of confusing people?
Well, actually, for the last, I believe, decade, it's more normal when there is no snow at all. Even in winter, it's just cold, but it's not snowing so much. This sort of situation that we have today is really extraordinary for the city. I've never seen anything like that, and people, I think, are also shocked with such an amount of snow.
How are you personally coping, Sergei?
Well, I had to go to my metro station just by myself. I couldn't use the bus. And today there were a lot of traffic jams on the streets, and I thought it was more comfortable just to walk a bit. Actually, it was not so comfortable at all because the streets weren't cleaned in the morning. There were just a lot of snow, and I had to feel myself like in an Arctic. But still, it was sort of fun.
Sergei Goryashko, the BBC's correspondent in Moscow, thanks very much.
Thank you.
One sign that all the snow in Moscow is a huge deal, school attendance was voluntary today. Not exactly a snow day, more like it snowed a ton so you don't have to go to class if you don't want to day. Hey, it's a Russian thing. So I called up a high school student in Moscow, Agatha Gilman, to find out more. Since her father is American, she grew up bilingual. Agatha's in her last year at Moscow State School number 1514.
Hello.
Hello, Agatha. Agatha, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, fantastic. I heard that school in Moscow was voluntary today.
It was. It was kind of a test for people who really like going to school.
Yeah. So did you go or did you take the snow day?
I went because I have a lot of guilt, but I probably wouldn't have otherwise.
How many students actually showed up today?
8 out of 30.
In your class. And are there more snow days being offered the rest of this week? Or do you think everybody's going to have to go back to school starting tomorrow?
Well, I think it's actually a very big exception, this snow day, because it's not like we live in Nice or Morocco. I mean, things happen like this in Moscow. So I don't think that we'd be expecting many more snow days, maybe only tomorrow, but then ordinary.
And tell me, when you look out your window right now, what are you seeing? What does it look like outside right now?
It really looks like something from a fairy tale because there are huge icicles on the roofs, like, I don't know, in feet, probably 2 feet long or 3 feet long. And all the trees are kind of bending down from the snow.
Sounds beautiful, though. How did you hear about the snow day? Because here in the Boston area, the kids, they are on the TV and the radio and trying to look out for the latest last minute updates of what's closed and what's open. I suspect with very few snow days, you probably just wait for somebody to tell you.
Well, I only found out this morning when I was on the subway on my way to school, so.
Agatha, you sound like a very serious student. How are your grades?
They're good, but I'm really not a serious student. I'm a hedonist student.
No, there's a place for hedonist students, too. It's a good place. Agatha Gilman, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
You're with the world.